Now, I've wanted to meet Asghar Farhadi ever since his previous film about Ellie. We gave A Separation the Sydney Film Prize back in June, and now here he was in Australia with his lead actor, Payman Mowadi, who plays the husband. The husband whose simple lie in A Separation places the daughter in an agonising moral position. But of course, I wanted to know how it's possible to go on making such amazingly good, truthful films in the Republic of Iran, where artists face enormous restrictions. Payman Mowadi spoke English. Asghar Farhadi, I discovered, understands it, but he preferred to use an interpreter and a lot of metaphor.
These themes or incidents are not separated from each other. They are like a chain. So when we look at one ring of this chain, automatically direct us to the other part of the chain. So especially when we look at it as a social angle, so we see all of them, somehow they are joined to each other.
Well, it's very skillfully done. Was there any problem getting A Separation made?
Exactly like when a person lives in a hot and dry desert, you ask, how do you live here?
Okay. I read that at one stage, permission was withdrawn.
We are like people who were born in that desert and grew up there. So we know how we cope with a situation there and engage with it. The limitation we talk about, they are not suddenly appear during the filmmaking or for filmmakers. These are the limitations that every single of us challenge with it from when he or she was born and grew up in school, in family, in society. This does not mean that we accepted them, but we know how we challenge them.
We do know that sometimes the situation of filmmakers in your country can be precarious, difficult. You spoke out once about Yafa Panahi. That is at one extreme, I imagine, of the filmmaking community. How do you negotiate those?
When you drive, you always anticipate the accident. This is why we use a seatbelt. If you never thought about the accident, you never used a seatbelt. The road that we are driving in our country is complicated, and it's narrow, it's wide, so it's not really easy and clear. But this does not mean that we cannot drive there.
Okay.
It's difficult, but we can drive there.
I'm curious to know how audiences in Iran, you said it was well received, widely covered, whether they saw the film differently to audiences in the West.
The reaction and receiving of the Iranian audience and the non-Iranian audience was very similar. I know this is strange, but this is the reality. And even the number was very similar. In France, 1 million people watched this film, and in Iran, very similar to 1 million, very close to 1 million people watch. And the things that was common among the audience was that most of the people, the majority of audience, don't see this film through the angle of social or political. Rather, they see it as in the angle of morality.
Yeah. You're both from a long tradition, Persian tradition, a poetic tradition. When I ask you difficult questions, you use metaphor. So we have talked about the road is very difficult and complicated to make a film in Iran. It's like driving on a very complicated road, but it's still possible to drive. But is it becoming harder, more difficult, because objectively more lawyers, photographers, intellectuals, filmmakers are arrested? There is a tightening of control in the past 2 years. How is this now affecting Iranian cinema?
مثل آب و هوای پاییزی یه زمانی خیلی خوبه.
Autumn weather. So sometimes it's rainy, sometimes it's sunshine, sometimes it's windy. At the moment it's rainy and storm time. But this does not mean that before was better. You didn't have the news.
Yes, that's entirely possible. Peyman, what do you think? As an actor, I mean, we've just had the actress Mazea in prison and sentenced for 90 lashes and then released.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of things to say, but as about the thing that you said, as far as using metaphors, this is not, you know, the way of escaping to telling something. Mm-hmm. This is exactly the best way to go straight to the point, you know. Because, you know, if you put yourself in our situation, you have to tell a lot of stories and a lot of lines and a lot of, you know, it takes a long time to describe the situation and the way we have, you know, the thing that we have to face. The important part wasn't that the road is complicated. The important part was it's still possible to do something, you know. It doesn't mean that you cannot work in that situation. The situation is like that. You want or you don't want it. You have to work. If you want to work, work, you know. Yeah. And we are working.
Actor Peyman Moati and Asghar Farhadi there. Thanks to our interpreter Nazreen Vasiri. A Separation is going to release in Australia early next year. Let's see how it goes at the Oscars first. And that's the show this week. Thanks, as ever, to Jason DeRosso and to Paul Gough. I'm Julie Reed. See you in the front stalls.